The word of God given to us today from Genesis, book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. And I'm going to read it for you. The Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm so grateful that God allows me to speak to English worship congregation today. And this is my honor and joy to share the word of the truth with you guys. Since I came to Chode, actually this is my first time to speak in English in Chode. thank you. I have been serving with one particular ministry over almost 10 years, and which is missions. And I'm serving this church ministry as a mission pastor for over a decade. And I do not know why put me in mission department Sony, but one thing I know for sure that God has never allowed me to serve this ministry due to my talent and experience. Which means every one of us in this room is qualified to participate in the mission department and serve God's mission. Amen? And I'm standing today here to speak about how we serve God's kingdom and His mission together. And I'm hoping that you will find out that God's way and God's will for you and for our community and through this time. Let me begin with one question with you. Who do you think is the protagonist of history? Who do you think is the main character of history? We believe it is God, not you and I. That's why we call history and his story, 그의 이야기, right? God takes the initiative in planning and leading history. And in our eyes, history seems to proceed naturally according to the passage of time. But if you look back on the human history, you can find out easily that it is proceeding according to God's planned timetable without any errors and mistakes. The COVID-19 pandemic that entire world have been suffering nearly for 2 years, it seems like uncontrollable. And it has recently been getting worse and worse. And as more people are infected with COVID-19 Delta variant, and people are frustrated because no one seems to know that it will end and it's possible for us to go back to the normal life. And we cannot control a tiny invisible virus with our advanced science and technology right now. But even this terrifying situation, God allowed the situation and controlled by God and proceeding according to God's plan and timetable. I believe that. So I'm convinced that God is in control. God is in control of the situation, and it will be done in God's appointed time. The theme of the history led by God is redemption. Redemption. The plot contains the procedure of saving human beings and the world from the power of darkness and death. And redemptive story is the main storyline that runs through the entire Bible and is a major theme that binds the Bible into one book. And God's redemptive story in the Bible, we call the missions. In fact, the word missions cannot be found in the Bible. However, if you read and meditate upon the Bible as written from Genesis to Revelation, you can easily find out that what mission is, why God does missions, and how He is doing missions. Therefore, It is not an exaggeration to say that the Bible is a book of missions, so that we can understand God's missions without reading the Bible. And mission is a comprehensive term that encompasses God's plan and methods for saving and restoring the world, and the commission given to man as well. It is not any philanthropy or volunteer works conducted by man, nor is it initiated by a great missionary like William Carey or by the disciple of Jesus Christ and Apostle Paul. Missions is totally and totally God's work that God has started, God has accomplished and finished. That is why mission is described by using the Latin word missio Dei, which is my sermon title, which means missions of God. But we often made a mistake to think of a mission as an annual event of the church. And some people think that they have done all the responsibilities for missions by participating in a short-term mission once a year, or sending some donations to the missionaries. Yes, of course, it is a mission. It is the undeniable fact that short-term mission and supporting missionaries are important facts, important tools to accomplish God's given missions. However, God's mission is not limited to short-term missions and supporting missionaries. And due to the COVID-19 pandemic, all missions projects of the church, of our church, have been canceled for 2 years in a row, leaving a lot of regrets. In fact, and summer was the busiest time of the year for me, and I used to struggle with the summer mission teams every single year. But this year, I had a lot of room for another ministry. I a little bit worried about that I was going to be unemployed. But I'm still here. The English word should save me to speak here. However, even if we are unable to participate in short-term missions, we don't need to regret it too much, because there are many ways to participate in God's missions. If we look around, there are many families and neighbors who do not know God, or they turned away from God's faith, their faith. Spreading the love of Christ to them and serving them is also God's mission that we must participate in. And raising our children and who have a different cultural background with the God's word and prayer is also the biggest part of the missions. It is also important to pray for safety and works of the missionaries who are doing in our mission field, like South America, North Africa, and Central Asia that our church serves. The Bible says that the reason why God does mission is to redeem all the people of the world and to receive worship from them, like us. Worshiping God is the ultimate purpose of creation. In the end, God wants to restore worship by carrying out his missions. This purpose is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9-12. Okay, let's read all together. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with the palm branches in their hands, and crying out with loud voices, "Salvation belongs to our Lord, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." What an amazing picture. that is going to be happen in the heaven. Reverend John Piper, who is well known to us, quotes these verses in his book, Let Their Nations Be Glad, and he defines the purpose of missions as, let all nations become the people of God and rejoice and praise the greatness of God. With this purpose, mission is to preach the gospel to people who live in places where there is no worship and encourage them, build a church to worship God together. And he said, missions exist for worship. God uses a special methods to accomplish the purpose of a mission, the worship. And this special method is man, ordinarily man like us. The Bible shows us that God calls people and leads us into missions. God has power, actually, that created heaven and earth. And he is able to use his power to make everything at once. But God always looking for the weak and unstable human being to carry out, to accomplish his missions. This is God's way. The first man God chose to fulfill the purpose of mission was Abraham. The book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 8 say like this, and the scripture, foreseeing that God will justify the Gentile by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nation be blessed. According to this passage, God called Abraham to save the Gentiles. God has opened the door for the Gentile to receive blessings and through Abraham, because God wanted to save not only Israelites, and but also all the people of the world. But in the eyes of the Jews, this verse is neither understandable nor acceptable, because they strongly believe that God chose only them to be the descendant of Abraham. But their belief is different from God's will. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God proclaimed his will and plan to save people in the world. So many theologians said it was the first gospel that God proclaimed the plan to save the world as soon as Adam and Eve fell into the sin and received the penalty of sins. Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 together. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This verse proclaims the good news that the descendant of the woman will crush Satan's head and save mankind. That is why we call it the gospel, good news. At the same time, it testifies that the gospel is the story about Jesus Christ, the descendant of woman and Abraham at the same time. Gospel, as we know that, gospel is good news. God wants all the people of the world to be blessed and saved through Jesus Christ. And in today's passage, Genesis chapter 12, the records, the details of how God called Abraham and made a covenant. Covenant is a kind of a promise. And this chapter is the starting point that God finally and moves to fulfill the plan of salvation for mankind and proclaimed in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The Bible shows how this promise was fulfilled in the past, present, and the future. The historical fact that the Israel became a nation from a tribe, and the Israelites are multiplied in number through the Exodus event, shows the fulfillment of the covenant in the past, And second, the fulfillment of the covenant in the presence can be understood that God has allowed all human beings who were under the power of Satan to become descendants of Abraham through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And lastly, through the second coming of Jesus Christ as recorded in the book of Revelation, God completely restored the eternal kingdom of God and shows the fulfillment of the covenant in the future by illustrating God's master plan about the new heaven and earth. An essence of God's covenants with Abraham is promised to make Abraham as a source of a blessing and to bless a descendant of Abraham. God's plan is to make all nations the people of God, and through Abraham was fulfilled through the obedience of Abraham and Jesus Christ. And it continues to fulfill through the faithful disciple of Jesus Christ who were filled with the Holy Spirit and obeyed God's word. Have you ever heard about the country named Joseon? Joseon, Lee Dynasty. And it's another name of Korea. Actually, it's an old name. And the gospel of Jesus Christ and reached out to Joseon, which is a small and poor country more than hundreds of years ago, through missionaries who responded to God's calling and obeyed to move on. Missionaries proclaimed the gospel to the people of Joseon, and people accept the gospel of Jesus Christ from them, through them. And those who accepted the gospel became members of the church and devoted themselves to expand the kingdom of God. They gathered together every single week and worshiped God. And they built the church and enlarged the church, entire Joseon. And after a few years later, Korean immigrants came to the United States, to Hawaii. They arrived and has established churches and passed on the legacy of faith to the next generation, so that Korean American diaspora churches are being established and developed in this country like us. As a result of their dedication, actually young and talented people who responded to God's calling, and Korea has the experience of spiritual revival that is very, very rare in the world and has become a country sending missionaries all around the world. Actually, Korea is the second country that and sending a missionary the most into the so all around the world. The number one country is the United States. And in order for us to keep passing down the baton of spiritual revival to the next generation, and there are some next generation in here, okay? And this is our responsibility to passing down the baton of the spiritual revival to like JJ over there and any other kind of our second generation, right? Yeah. We need to keep moving forward to reach out unreached people group with the gospel, and then build up churches to worship God together, even though we are in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic. In obedience to God's calling, the Abraham left his homeland and relatives in faith, and moving forward to where he did not know to go. In obedience to the will of God the Father, and Jesus came to this world without taking any equality with God, and completed salvation of mankind through his death and resurrection on the cross. Now, it is our turn, I believe, to respond to God's calling for missions. I wanted to bless each one of us in this room with the name of God, a mission, so that we'll become a man of God who can respond to that calling with joy and obedience. Again, missions is not something that we cannot be done only by going to far distant place. There are many places that we can reach out with the gospel, like your family and your workplace and your neighbors. And then go and share the love of Jesus Christ with them. As you guys know that we are having and Missionary Church Conference right now, and it's coming soon. It's our third week of Sunday, and from Friday to Sunday. The Missionary Church movements like that, we are sharing love of Jesus Christ and with our neighbors and in our family, in our workplaces. That's the missions. So this is time that you have to respond to that calling. Just look around your place and try to go there and share the love of Jesus Christ with them. God is the God of missions, and the Bible is the book of missions, and the church is the God's institution for missions. And God has called you and I to fulfill God's missions. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this time to pray together for your kingdom and for your people and for your missions. Thank you for calling us to respond to your calling. Father, we are here not just kind of enjoy our life, but dedicate our life for you and for your people, for your missions. Father, use us and utilize our time and energy to extend your kingdom in here. Thank you. In your son's name we pray. Amen.